We cover a hell of a lot of territory on this program, and it isn't just sport. No, it's Sports Entertainment Network. So we get to talk about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Now, on a Monday morning, we are joined by Cameron Smith for half an hour, who is now, you know, in retirement. He now becomes a candidate, I believe, for an SAS or a MasterChef Celebrity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Prime candidate, Cameron. We were asked rugby league's involvement in that program. Brandy and I are a bit vague. And yes. Then people started to rattle off names. The Chief had a crack. Matt Rogers had a crack. Cameron Smith, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The Smith kids would love it, wouldn't they? Seeing Dad in the jungle in
Fossey,
Africa.
Please. Fossey, good. Come on, mate.
Don't
put pressure on me.
Yeah, my, you had a crack.
I'll be honest. My kids actually love watching this show. I'll be honest, I love watching it too. I like the eating challenges.
There you go. Oh,
for some, I just love, all that type of stuff, Brandy. Yeah, I love that type of stuff. It's very entertaining.
The makers of the show know how much you love it, and I'm sure they wouldn't have to offer.
Can we change subjects? Because I'm sure this is going to get back to someone in charge of this show, and they're going to invite me on there.
I think there's your clickbait headline. Smith puts hand up for next, you know.
No.
Smith Keane.
No.
Smith Keane.
So you're watching the current series, and Brandon and I just, his name escapes me, we should know him, but Steve Irwin's son. What's his first name? We said Irving.
Robert.
It's not Irving. Robert Irwin, right.
Bobby, I called him Bobby.
Bobby, you called him Bobby Irwin. I think Bobby might have been the father. And then
Steve.
Who did we say? Jenny Morris, is it?
Julia Morris.
Yes.
Julia Morris. Okay, we're all over it. Okay.
And who's the AFL player, Cam?
Yeah, who's the AFL player?
There's an ex-AFL.
Is it Peter Dacos?
Peter Dacos.
Yeah, must be.
Yeah. AFL legend.
Who's your favourite, Cameron, then, to win this year?
Who am I going to back in here? I don't know. Maybe, surely. The AFL guys have done really well that have gone on there. So yeah, maybe Dacos.
Okay, I think you owe it to the sport of rugby league,
you'll
Cameron,
have an offer
for you
on
to
your
be
table
the next.
Before we finish this program. Yes. Before
actually,
hours, no, you'll have an offer.
Actually, my email just went off. Hang on.
Yeah.
I might go in this season.
Well, those VB ads you did. There's your little show reel you're sending to them.
Yeah.
You know, you'd go good.
Come on.
But just
come
in
on,
case
Rossi.
You're not, if you don't make it to the next show, there's Dan said, here's a couple of options.
Right.
The cheese. So, Brandon Smith, Victor Radley, Cameron Munster, Sean Johnson, Ricky Stewart, Bellamy, and Bennett. So, any one of those.
Oh, okay, just put them all in there. Sticky, sticky. Now, Cameron, we're going to try and pin you down on something here. Because I don't think, like, you've been asked a million questions in your playing career, post-playing career, but I don't reckon you've ever been asked this. Because now you are not a player. You're a former player. So, I think you're allowed to answer this. Mm-hmm. Now, I admit, as a commentator, you get a soft spot for teams. You know, if they're going through a rough trot, I remember Newcastle going through an awful streak there a number of years back, and suddenly they break through for a win. You feel good about it when they get through. You played with Melbourne all your career. Mm-hmm. Do you actually have a soft spot for another team or teams, Cameron? So, like, when the Tigers win the other night, do you feel good for them? Do you have that part of you, Cameron, or are you a ruthless, cold-hearted Melbourne Storm through and through?
Well, I'm a Storm person through and through. I always will be. So I'm always going to be following Melbourne quite closely and wanting them to win. But I think as a football person, as a fan, you love to see the teams that have struggled for periods of time get up and play well and have a win. I guess if there's any other club or team in the competition that I've had a soft spot for, even when I was playing, it was probably the Cowboys. Mm. Yeah, for some reason, that was sort of my team I'd like to follow. Like, whenever they were playing, if I had the opportunity to watch their games, I'd watch their games. Maybe it was because I had a few sort of teammates through Origin, you know, playing in that footy side. Jonathan Thurston, of course, played up there for the most part of his career. So, yeah, I think Cowboys were my team away from Storm that I followed.
Were you a Broncos fan as a kid, though? Who were you as a kid?
Massive.
You were a Broncos fan, weren't you?
Mate, Broncos through and through, Vossy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they're probably next in line. I like seeing when Brisbane are playing well and they're up and about, like footy is flying in sort of southeast Queensland. It's just, you know, it's, everyone's talking about it. There's big crowds and that's what we love to see. But I think, for mine, it was the Cowboys.
Okay. Southeast Queensland team, the Titans, not flying at the moment. No. And now going to have to fly without Tino.
Yeah, huge. Huge. Such a big blow for the Titans. He's, you know, if you look at, you know, the performances of that football side, that entire squad over the last couple of years, he's been the shining light. I think, you know, you'd both agree with that. But
yep.
That's just a massive blow for, you know, the Gold Coast Titans. And really, you know, it's their skipper gone. So they're not in great form at all at the moment. I was really surprised by the way they come out and played. Like, you know, not taking anything away from the Bulldogs, because I think a lot of people have been waiting for that type of performance from them, given, you know, the signings and the big name players that have come across to them in the off season. But yeah. You know, they get dusted up by the Dragons in round one, have a week off. I was expecting a huge performance over the weekend, given they'd come off the bye.
Yep.
From the Titans. So that's huge for them. And looking, you know, at their, I guess their stocks moving forward, it's going to be a long year for them. You know, their reserve grade side, like, so they've got a couple of feeder clubs up here, the Tweed. They are 0-3, the Tweed. They haven't won a game in the Queensland Cup. They also have Ipswich, who are doing a little bit better. They've won one match, but I think there's some positive signs. Like Jaden Campbell returned on the weekend, played Queensland Cup for Tweed. So hopefully, you know, he's not far away. I know Joe Stimson's playing a little bit of Queensland Cup as well. So
day for feeder still to come back.
That's still important. So they got a few to come back, but it's not great signs for Gold Coast at all this year.
Okay, are the Cowboys back? Is the Cowboys not a false dawn? This is the real deal. They're averaging 36 points a game. They're the only team that are 3-0 for Bailey Ladders. Cowboys are 3-0 at the top of the table, and then we have a whole bunch of teams on 4. But are the Cowboys the real deal? Do you want to go the early crow, Cameron? Do you want to go the early crow and say Cowboys going to make the top 4? We'll have the crow on standby if you are.
Well, I don't know if that's an early crow or not, Fossey, because I think they're a top 4 footy side.
All right.
I really think they are. It's in there anyway. I didn't want it to be, but I've gone early crow.
Yeah.
Will you watch? They'll lose the next
so
three
did you,
now.
Did
but
you pick the did you pick the cows in your preseason? Were they in your top 4?
Yeah, absolutely, yep. Brandy. Yep, yep. And look, they got away to a pretty slow start on the weekend, which I thought, geez, they're in a bit of trouble here. But their attack is so silky. Mm. When if you give them opportunities and you give, you know, drink water. Time and space. Like he's in a very good sort of patch of form at the moment. And all the other guys are supporting him, you know, with his movements and the footy that he's playing. They're playing some great footy. I love the way that they move the ball. They're a really entertaining side to watch, but they're really hard to defend as well because of the constant movement. So not only are they asking questions on the edges of the field, but they're constantly making the big men move around. So it just puts a lot of fatigue into the opposition footy side. So when they get it right and they hold onto the ball, they're such a hard team to play against. The only thing that I'm going to put down against those three wins is possibly, you know, they've played against some opposition that they're a class above. So they haven't really been tested yet, right? So they beat who they beat? Dolphins first up, and then who
Newcastle.
Newcastle. That's right. They only got away with the Golden Point victory,
yep.
And then again on the weekend against St. George. So the big test this week is obviously Broncos Friday night. But they get them at a great time. They get them at a very good time with a few of their key players out.
Yeah, no pain, no Reece Walsh. Just on Reece Walsh is the quickest player. Like he's the quickest player I've seen, and he's certainly the quickest player over the 15 metres and the trouble that he can, you know, cause defences. Drinkwater's not far behind him. Drinkwater is a handful. When he gets the ball in his hand, he can just see a bit of panic in the defensive player's eyes because he's just that quick. Now, so the Cowboys are 3-0, but what about the team that's 0-3? Are the Rabbitohs the only that's it, isn't it?
Titans
haven't lost.
Two.
Yeah, that's right.
They were terrible.
You were going to say hopeless there. You were going to say hopeless
well,
at the moment.
Well, but I was going to say hopeless.
They were second rate. They were second rate, Cameron. Yep. What do they do? What does Souths do?
Well, they played the same, or if not worse, the week before as well against the Broncos. Mm. So I worked on that game, and they never looked like they were in the match, really. And Broncos were just as bad in the first half, but they come good in the second. But they were completely outplayed on the weekend against the Roosters. Now I know there was a big reason they got up for it, the Chooks, with Jared's 300th. There's no doubt about that, but I just think that they're being out competed. That's what they're doing, and that's got nothing to do with talent. Absolutely zero to do with talent. When you're being out competed and out enthused, it doesn't matter, how classy your squad is, the elite players that you have in your team. If they're not competing as much as the opposition, then you're going to find it really hard to beat the other team. That's where they fix it. That's really where they fix it. And leaving Lachlan Ilias out, like dropping your halfback, does that solve the issues that Souths have at the moment? I don't think so. I really don't think he's played that bad. If Lachlan Ilias deserves to be dropped, then I'd be looking at a lot of players around him as well.
Absolutely. Lachie Ilias seems like there was a moment of, we've got to do something. We've got to do something. And Lachie's, he's made some errors the first couple of rounds.
Yeah.
But he's still a better option than Dean Hawkins at halfback. So it just seemed, it smacked of something had to happen and thought that change would somehow ignite the team. But
yeah,
you're right. And the thing that stood out for me, Cam, in the game and so early on too, was that there was no pressure on the Roosters kickers. None.
No.
You'd have a look at the line. The line didn't move. It wasn't until Cook came on where Cook would jump out of marker and put a little bit of pressure on, but no one was moving. Their line was still.
Think of Cody Walker, Origin 3 last year, man of the match.
Yes.
How far off that form is Cody Walker? Yep. Let's put the blowtorch on star players. Mm. Mitchell's been a good contributor. The first two games, and certainly in Vegas, he tried his heart out. But Cody Walker, at what he's capable of, is he any better than 50% what he's contributed to the team this year? I don't think you're being unfair in assessing that savagely.
No. And, I think, we're all aware of the quality of player that Cody Walker is. And Latrell Mitchell, right? These two guys. But they are playing well below their own standards. They really are. And I thought against the Roosters, I thought Cody Walker, I thought he put himself in the game a lot more than what he had in the previous two matches. So that's a good sign. But still, when the team needs something, like these two are the players that need to step up and run the footy side. I just don't think, we've seen enough of those two in the opening three rounds to really have a positive impact on their footy side.
Cameron Smith with us on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. You can text in a question 0457 736 736. Another reality TV show, maybe more up your alley here, suggested for you, Cameron, is Survivor. Would you go on Survivor? Would you seriously go on Survivor? Would you give yourself a crack at that? Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, probably out of all the shows, I probably would, yeah. I love watching Survivor. Love watching
Smith
it.
Smith now changes his mind, puts hand up for Survivor. He's over there.
It'll be Smith putting hand up for any show available. That's what the headline will be.
Just get his
reality TV Cam. That's what they'll be calling it.
No.
James Magnuson, we thought, had that mantle, but you're now taking over. From Cameron on the text line, different Cameron, he says, idea for a new TV show. I'm an NRL coach. Get me out of here.
Who's thinking that after the weekend? Dez. Oh, Dez. Like, that's a tough afternoon back at Belmore, isn't it, for
Jason Demetriou.
Jason Demetriou.
JD.
Yep.
Flano.
Flano probably thinking, Flano. I wish I was still commentating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What did you do, Flano? Come on. Another one here. Did you see a photo of Cameron Smith with blonde hair on the Matty John show? Oh my God. It says.
Was it
so
really?
When was that, Cameron? You obviously didn't see the show last night, but they've run a photo with you with blonde hair. When was that?
Yeah.
When was that period or phase
that
of
was,
your life?
That was way back in 2007, fellas, and it wasn't by choice. So that was a... that was a bit of a stitch up, really. So, long story short, there was any sort of if you're late or sort of any disciplinary sort of things went on. We had this. You had to roll these dice, right? And whatever number come up when you rolled the two dice,
That was your punishment.
The punishment. And I had dyed hair, but I'll tell you real quickly, it was a stitch up, right? So Matty Johns was coming down. So we trained on a Tuesday. Matty Johns was coming down to do a session on the Wednesday, right? I did weights early with our forwards and left training before anything was locked away and confirmed, right?
Right.
I was then not told what time was going on. Turned up the next day to do, you know, my first session with the forwards. Matty Johns had already been there, so I might have turned up 15 minutes late without knowing that it was on. The session was on. But anyway, the boys seen the opportunity. So I was the captain at the time. They seen an opportunity to stitch me up, and they stitched me up. Sure enough, rolled the dice, got the bleach hair, and that's how I ended up with
what was
there, platinum
bleach
blonde
hair.
Was
it bleach hair on all six sides of the dice? Was it all
no,
the bleach hair?
Was no. No, well, so if you rolled seven, right? Because when you're rolling two, is it dice or die? What do you say? Is it two dice, two die? Whatever.
Well,
we'll go with die.
Yeah, yeah. That's the more. That's
dice,
the most. That's the most common.
Singular, is it?
Yeah, that's the most common number to roll, right? When you're rolling two dice, is seven. So yeah, sure enough, rolled a seven. The meeting room erupted, and I turned up a couple of days later with blonde hair.
Very good. Well, there you go. We got to the bottom of that story.
Yet, but I'll be searching. You know, footage.
Yeah, that's it.
Get a look.
That's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Observation to Cameron. Cameron has a soft spot for his fellow ref, Ashley Klein. Thank you for that text. Never gets old. Cameron seems to have a soft spot. Okay, this is a true or false. True or false, Cam? Cam Smith seems to have a soft spot for the Warriors.
Yeah, I've got a soft spot for the Waz. Absolutely.
Go.
Yeah.
Not the Waz. So true. Lock that in, Eddie.
That's true.
True is the answer. It is 21
Cody
after 8.
Oh, you want to have a break? Or
I think you can fire away a question.
This one up. Does South play Cody at 14 off the bench? Let's face it, he's lost a yard or two of pace, and maybe South would be better off keeping him fresh and bringing him on against a tired defence. So do you...
No.
What are your options at 5'8"? Jack Whiten, I guess, if you're benching Cody.
No, I don't think so. No. I think leave him there at
keep
6.
Keep it as it is.
Yep, just say, mate, we need more from you. Get the ball in your hands and get us going.
Do you move Latrell to the centres or keep him at fullback?
No, I think leave them as they are, because we've seen moments of brilliance from Latrell in every match that he's played, but they have been moments. We just need more of them.
Okay, after the break, Frank the Shark's got a question. We've heard the teams Cameron had the soft spot for were their teams he hated. We'll try and get that answer out of him. And from a former teammate of Cameron Smith, but anonymous on the text, did I just hear correctly? Did Smithy say he was doing weights? Question mark. that's it. The GOAT here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the home of Sport SEN, breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments.
Time for Pull Up Your Socks, Vossie. This text just before we get into that, introducing the accountant to Big Brother. So he's on everything. So we've got him on Survivor, the celebrity, now Big Brother.
Is there anything else left?
I'm an apprentice in. That's that show as well. Is that still on? You're fired.
I don't think so.
Pull up your socks for Underworks. Comfiest socks ever for that new sock feeling. Wash after wash. Who needs to pull up their socks? Vossie? You can go first.
Oh, look, I'll keep the Crusaders in the firing line for a superpower to be 0-5. Now, the only team in the Super Rugby, because Western Force beat the Queensland Reds, the Crusaders are the only team not to have won, and it's now a fair base. It's 5 rounds in, they are 0-5. Incredible, the Crusaders. Pull up your socks, desperately.
Cameron?
Boys, I'm going to go to the Titans, and that might seem a little bit harsh given... Yeah, they lost their skipper on the weekend, but they're 0-2, and they have not looked in it at all in both games. Dragons round one at home, then travelling down to Belmore against the Doggies. Yeah, one try in two matches, and they've conceded plenty. They've conceded 60 points.
Yeah,
60 points. Well, yep.
the side that are 0-3. It's got to be the Bunnies.
Pull up. I thought you were going to go Verstappen.
That's unfortunate.
You might have gone Max Verstappen. No?
Unfortunate. Who's the other guy? Who was the guy that won the Australian Grand Prix, Andrew? I'll just test your knowledge.
Sainz. He won it.
Carlos Sainz.
Appendix out 16. Sainz. Yeah. Appendix out 16 driving, days ago.
What teams he drive for, Vossi?
Day what?
Silence. McLaren.
Gotcha. McLaren.
Ferrari.
Ferrari.
No, I think Ferrari.
I was just seeing if he took the bait.
So good. The Ferrari McLaren team. Cameron.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Hey,
Brandy, quickly. Yes. You've got to pull up your socks for rabbits. What happens if they get done by the dogs this week?
Ooh, oh, wow.
I don't know. Does Jason Demetriou, is there a round that Jason Demetriou has got for, like, how long do the Bunnies
Well, 0-4 and you lose to Bulldogs, I think there's a lot of pressure on him.
Good Friday clash. What a game to look forward to.
Yes, Roosters Penrith Thursday night. Cameron, you want to go early crow? We've got that crow on standby again. Roosters Penrith kicks off the round this week. Like,
yeah, you know what?
Last
I think
winners. Yep. Let's go.
Roosters very impressive. They put a lot into that match. Oh, boys, I think Penrith. I know, very, very boring, but they. Yeah. Super impressive again, fellas. Super impressive.
Yeah. So you've got they're
a good,
safe
geez, they're a good footy side.
Yeah. No, the way they got to the 34 was very, very impressive. Could you imagine Gordon Ramsay, Ricky Stewart and Craig Bellamy in the Big Brother house? Luttrell's speech would have nothing on that house. There you go. So now we're throwing Gordon Ramsay under the bus with Ricky Stewart and Craig Bellamy. Wow. Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, Cameron. Would you consider that?
Come on, no.
We're throwing them all at you.
No, I wouldn't at all. No, I'm happy just to be a viewer, fellas, of all of these shows.
For the kids.
I'll sit on my couch
kids.
And watch it, yeah.
Cameron, lovely note to finish on. Have
Thank
a
you.
Great week. Captain's Run with Den and Kemp on Wednesday. You'll be dissecting things and cutting them up and top to
yes.
bottom. So have a
yes,
big week.
We will.
Thanks,
Cam. Thank you, boys.
Cameron Smith, the GOAT, here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We are here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And from Sportsbet, here's Nick Ashman. G'day, Nick.
Morning, guys. How are you? Good weekend of footy.
Yeah, plenty of big sport happening over the weekend. Now let's get into some prices, NBA markets and predictions for the games today.
Yeah, look, we've got currently the 76ers are upsetting the Clippers. They were $4.20 outsiders for the game, so that's a bad start for punters there. We've got the Cleveland Cavaliers up against Miami Heat. That game kicks off in just over half an hour. Miami Heat are $1.60 favourites, but Cleveland plus 3.5 at $2.02 is a good push there, so maybe some value for the outsiders. Golden State Warriors are outsiders against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Warriors 212 versus the Timberwolves at 173, who are expected to get the job done. Oklahoma are on a winning streak at present, but they're expected to come to a grinding halt. They're 221 outsiders against the Milwaukee Bucks, and Milwaukee minus 3 points at the 208 is the tip there as well. So then you've got the Indiana Pacers up against Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers are favourites there. All the money's been with them as well. They've been 220 into $1.67 since we put markets up, guys. It's been the best go today or in the last 24 hours in NBA. However, the push there is for Indiana with a 1.5-point head start at $2.18 to get the job done, guys. And that's a wrap for your NBA.
Very nice. What about soccer Euro qualifiers?
Yeah, that's right. They go off on Wednesday, Vossi. So a lot of eyes watching Euro this year, which kicks off, of course, in June. Georgia are at home to Greece, and they've never beaten Greece in four games on their home soil. They're $3.30. The draw is $3. Greece is $2.25. Ukraine are favourites to beat Iceland, $1.44 versus $7.50. $4 about the draw there. Wales favourite to beat Poland at $2.40, and the draw there at $2.87. Guys, there's a good horse race this Saturday, and it's the Vinery Stud Stakes up here in Sydney. Orchestral's the champion filly for New Zealand. She's $2.20 to take on Zardozi, which is James Cummings' star filly. He reckons she could be his first Melbourne Cup winner a little later on this year, and she's $3.60, so that'll be a fascinating contest a little later on this week.
Okay, any movement in the NRL wooden spoon market over the weekend?
a little drift for the Tigers. So they were the $3. I think they even got into $2.60 at one point, favourites for the Wooden Spoon Brandy. They're back out to $3.30. They're still the favourite, though. Dragons, second favourite at $3.60. They'll take on Manly, who were a bit unlucky yesterday. And the Titans next at $4.20. Doesn't look like Dizzy's been able to get them fired up in the early part of the season, does it?
Good stuff. Nick, have a great week there at Sportsbet, or a great Monday. We'll be back online tomorrow to check all the prices at 24 to 9. Get on the text line to finish our Monday morning episode. 0457 736 736 is the Edgewater Homes text line. And, of course, the Great Southern Bank open line open for business. 1300 01 1170. Congrats also this morning to the Sydney Swifts. We've got a soft spot for the Swifts. Winners 45-44 in the Team Girls Cup at Ken Rosewell Arena yesterday. So a win to Bryony Oakle and the Swifts.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Brisbane Eel says, did Vossie have a seat on the Jack Jumpers bus, or will he claim one now? No. Vossie was on the
Hawks.
276, Illawarra Hawks bus.
276-1. Fair dinkum. What could have been?
Just 10. Never again. Just 10 on it, was it?
Never again. Never again will it happen that someone gets 276-1 on a team to win.
Let's not go there. I tell you who is on the bus, the Reptile. Did you know the Reptile was on the... He says, just want to draw some attention to an absolutely amazing basketball we played in the NBL Grand Final. Let's go, Jack Jumpers. Reptile, there's a little bit of Gary from Newtown in that.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, Vossie, do you think that the obstruction penalty was a square up for the massive forward pass that Tommy Turbo threw in setting up the try scorer? It was in line with me, and it was a good Vegas pass. I'm not about to question integrity that they took the try off on the obstruction. They just went black and white. Luca Moretti, lazy, clocked off, boom, walked into Jake Drobojevic and got rewarded with an obstruction penalty. But he wasn't tackling anyone because he'd clocked off. For Bailey Ladders, Brandy, Australia's number one, bringing safety and efficiency to the worksite for over 65 years. I can't encourage you enough that you must have the platform ladders. No more of the step ladders. You need a platform ladder if you're doing any sort of work around the home or gutters and inside the house. Yep. Do the safe thing. Get the Bailey ladder. Platform ladder. So you've got a little platform, either 2, 3, 4 steps up. But the ladder, I digress. Yeah. Cowboys are the only team that are 3-0 through three rounds, are 6 points. Then you've got this whole bunch on four. There's 9 of them. Roosters, Raiders, Panthers, Seagulls, Eels, Dolphins, Storm, Tigers, Sharks. Teams on 2, Warriors, Bulldogs, Knights, Broncos, Dragons. Titans on 2, they've had the bye, but they haven't won a game. And the Rabbitohs are 0. Poor old Joel Kane in a fit. That bye points are still added to the tallies. He's absolutely beside himself.
It's ridiculous too. I agree with him. So a little disclaimer on the Dolphins and the Tigers.
Yeah, the Dolphins, yeah.
They've had the bye.
It's good, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're equal second if you want to go that far. Yeah. Carl of Cronulla, apparently a neighbour of Joel's. Have you heard of Carl of Cronulla?
Yeah, I have. He's not a bad bloke. Do we have a reason why they add the 2 points?
Oh, hello, Joel. Joel's here. Are you arguing on behalf of Joel? No, there's no reason.
No. But I've agreed with Joel all the way. Last year, we spoke about it last year. Same thing. We followed suit. Breakfast show, me saying bye is ridiculous, the 2 points, Joel in the afternoon.
Well, it didn't change for this year. But Carl from Cronulla got in touch with us. He says, fun fact about Elton John, who was the subject of our Vossioki today and celebrating his 77th birthday. Reginald Dwight is his name. He got the inspiration for Crocodile Rock when touring Australia after hearing Daddy Cool's Eagle Rock. Thank you, Carl from Cronulla, for that bit of information on Elton John's 77th birthday. We may play it to finish the program then. To really get in the birthday spirit. Guys, do you think the West's win was an aberration or possibly a sign of better things to come? There's the hard question from Spud. Is it a one-off, or do the Tigers now kick on from there and they get their next test against Parramatta Easter Monday? Brandy.
Yeah, I can't answer that. That's an unanswerable. I don't know if one out of the box or whether it's going to be consistent, and that's what we get from the Tigers. And they win 7 or 8 games this year, or they threaten to make the 8. I don't know.
What I will say, I saw Caesar had instant impact, control, kicking game, big plus. Massive improvement from the two starting front rowers from last week against the Raiders to Saturday night. Clemmer and Utoi Kamanu, they got the message. And they played far better. Could they play better? Yes, they could. But they were way ahead of what they'd contributed the previous week. And Justin Ollam, welcome back, Justin. Really good game. Hard hitting, hard running. I thought very good, Justin Ollam. He'll be there. He's a starting centre. There's one spot sewn up. They've sewn up a few things. So we know that Buller's their fullback, player of the year last year. Galvin has sealed 6. Caesar has sealed 7. Ollam is a number 4. So, you know, there's pieces there. They know they're going to play Bateman. They know they're going to play Papali'i. Korosau's your hooker. So there's lots of areas where there is stability for the Tigers. So I'm going to answer in the positive that they do kick on. That's a good sign.
How did we go about getting the Tigers song? Did we get any of that action?
The song. We'll see if we can get the song up. The notes came out.
Because any thoughts on the Tigers' new song? Well, I saw them singing, but I didn't hear it, so I can't answer that.
Well, I can answer it. They were shouting through it, and it was very enthusiastically delivered. But there didn't seem to be any tune to the song. You know, when the AFL players sing their songs, you know, there's a song. Here's the Tigers. Let's have a listen.
It goes on.
So it's a combination of the old Magpies and the Tigers and the Balmain Tigers songs. So they've mixed them together.
Yeah, okay. So they thought about the words, and Chris Hyington and Benji and Robbie worked on the words, but they forgot to get a tune to it.
Yeah, tune to it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We are the boys from Western Suburbs. Come along and see. They sort of lost that. So there's some work to do on the melodic value. I feel like I'm Carl Sanderlands on Australian Idol. I'm assessing this.
Yeah. Now, the Reptiles fired one back in. He said, Jaggers, unlike Gary from Newtown, I actually did play two NBL games for the Western Sydney Razorbacks. There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
Cap.
Reptile.
Cap.
That's Cap.
You're calling it, are you?
Fake news. That's fake news.
Yeah. That was fake news. Fake news.
Oh, Reptile, don't fire him up.
No, Reptile, you can ring Brighton's lawyers, 1-800-848-848 if you feel you've been defamed. Legal advice, get it from the best in the business at Brighton's lawyers. Tigers have had the bye, but they've also played one less game. That's a disadvantage, Brandy, isn't it? Maybe get rid of points altogether and just go on win percentage. Win percentage. Do work out order on the ladder.
No, just don't give points for the bye.
Okay. Yeah, and confirmation on the song. It did start off with the old West Magpie song. So it was in there. They started with the Magpie song. Then it changes into something else. Might have been the Balmain Tiger song. Then added the new bit, like Darryl Braithwaite, when he gets asked to do horses, he said, can I play some of the new stuff? And they say no.
That's right. Morning, boys. In this ridiculous NRL draw, do all teams have the same number of buys? If not, then you have to get 2 points. Kev from Camden, come on. Of course
they do.
All sides have the same number of buys. Yes, they all have 3 buys. 27 rounds, 3 buys. That's why they don't need the points, because they all get the same amount of buys.
ML goes the other way. He says, morning, Voss and Brandy. You're 100% right, Brandy, on no points for a buy in the NRL. Or, if so, every team starts the season on 4 or 6 points, depending on the number of buys. Well, that's doing mad in there. Now we start them already on 4 or 6. Thank you for the input there. Oh, Joel Kane now is hitting. He's now throwing bunches. He's shadow boxing Dylan Napa style now at home. He's going off old Joel here at the moment. He can't believe all this buy chat. And you can listen to Joel and Fletch this afternoon in the run home. It'll be interesting to hear what they come up with. BJC from Blacktown says, do you guys know the crowd figures for this round? Every game looked close to a sellout. I reckon it would be close to highest attendance NRL on the up and up. Well, actually, far from it. No, there weren't. I think it was under 10 at Cogra. It wasn't a sellout at Newcastle, 21,000. They're all good crowds, and like obviously Leichhardt, but when you're talking 16,000, CommBank wasn't full. I thought it would have been for Manly Parramatta. I can't explain why it wasn't as big as the Bulldogs game. So they were good crowds.
Newcastle wasn't full. It was 20,000, but not
full. Yeah, they weren't record-breaking crowds for the weekend. 35, was it at Allianz? 36?
35, yep.
Yeah, so good attendances. So good sellout in Christchurch Friday night was good to see. And it's going to be a big Easter weekend. Five rounds of rugby league. Essie can kick it off with Roosters and Penrith on Thursday night. It's good. Club Med Core of the Year, Brandy, the prize. Tell us about it. It's good.
It is very good. And we'll be sending a family of four, Bossy, if you are the winner of the Club Med Core of the Year, to Bali. And it's valued at almost $10,000. To be in the running, just call the open line, 1300 01 1170, or you could be our caller of the week and then into the draw for the Club Med Caller of the Year. Need to get away? Choose Club Med Premium All-Inclusive Holidays. Visit Club Med online or your local travel agent. Matt the Panther says, VB, have you discussed the $55 general entry cost at Leichhardt? That's crazy expensive. Loving the footy. The Panthers have evolved again and will only get better each week. Matt the Panther, I went into Leichhardt last year or maybe the year before. Yeah, it cost us $50 each. Yeah, just to get in. We were watching the Jersey Flag game, and then I had to leave and go to work. So we just had to pay $50 to go and watch Jersey Flag.
You haven't been to an NBL game then? I'm not complaining after paying the NBL prices.
You know, outrageous.
No. Well, at least you're undercover, I suppose. You could say, of the NBL, but no, the prices are dear, and the game goes 40 minutes. But yeah, that's what you've got to deal with there. Matty White coming up. That will be big. In fact, that's what he's got, a big show planned. But this afternoon, and Jimmy Smith will be good as well from midday. Yeah. But Joel and Fletch is an absolute must listen on the run home. Breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. We have gone through up and over and around all the team performances from the weekend. I just wanted to ask Brandy one last one, which I didn't. I sort of had intentions of doing last night after I watched the end of Night Storm. Who plays the grand final this year, Brandy? You got Penrith one side.
Yep.
Three rounds. Have you changed any thinking? Are you?
Yes. Clear 100%. No. Yeah. I've changed from what I thought 3 weeks before.
Because you had Souths, didn't you? I had Souths.
I thought Souths were going to have a good year, but completely wrong. The problems they had last year haven't been sorted out. So. Souths won't be playing the grand final this year.
Roosters, okay. Roosters, there you go. That means you've got a grand final preview this Thursday night. On that basis, Roosters and Panthers in round number four. That really is early crow stuff. This one, the Rabbitohs need the Energizer Bunny on the field. Run, Rabbit, run. Run, run, run. Go the Dogs. There you go. Yeah, Good Friday. Great tradition there. South Sydney and Canterbury playing at a core stadium. In fact, it's a stadium fest this week. You aware every ground's being played at a stadium? No Leichhardt ovals. This weekend, it's just all across Allianz, Accor, Suncorp, Wynn, Go Media Stadium, CommBank. Yep. All gets a run over Easter. So it's going to be a big week, Brandy. Monday, we've got a photo shoot today, Brandy. How good's that going to be?
Fantastic.
I said, how good's that going to be, Brandy? Like
yes.
I can't hear you.
Sorry. Yeah, I've gone. Left. Goodbye.
See you soon. Smile for the camera. See you later.
Bye.